This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, June 28, Doxology. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 20. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. The writer Anne Lamott claims that a great deal of her prayer life can be summarized by the alternating prayers, help me, help me, help me, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Perhaps this is true of most of us. And of course, we also need to say sorry, sorry, sorry in confessing our sins. But we all recognize that we are forever bringing God our needs and then, in appropriate response, closing the loop with a prayer of gratitude. Thanksgiving is wonderful and necessary, but so is doxology. And it's not always clear that we do much of this. Doxology is praising God for who He is. It is giving God the glory that is due Him for His radiant holiness. In thanksgiving, we offer up gratitude for something that we have received, but in doxology, we honor the very being of God. We exalt and praise the Lord simply because He is God. The word doxology comes from the Greek and literally means glory word. We see God's glory and we speak a word of amazement as we send that glory back to God. Doxologies erupted from Paul quite often in his New Testament letters, and usually near the end, as we find here in Philippians chapter 4. Doxologies of many kinds should regularly flow from our hearts and lips too. Our glorious God is worthy of all the glory we can beam back to Him. Let us pray. All glory be to You, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the radiance of Your holiness, the purity of Your righteousness, and the beauty that is simply and profoundly You. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.